You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move. This is the first in a series of practice pods that review and extend the language that is covered in the regular podcast. These practice pod dialogues will revise key language, but in different situations. Also, they give you more opportunities to practice what you've learned. We'll hear several phrases from sports idioms 1 and 2 being used in a new context in today's dialogue. To play ball. To stall for time. To keep or have one's eye on the ball. And to step up to the plate. We'll see how these idioms are useful in a different context, a business meeting. For more detailed definitions and examples, we recommend you listen back to BEP 57 and 58. In addition, we'll hear four more idioms that were introduced in the online activities for the original podcasts. You can sign up for a free trial and access these exercises at www.businessenglishpod.com. After the dialogue, we'll hear some further example phrases and then have a chance to practice using these idioms. There are also a couple of completely new phrases in today's dialogue. Make a play for and right off the bat. As you listen to the dialogue, see if you can guess what they mean. So let's begin. Jen, Ken, and Ryan of Ambient are in a marketing meeting discussing Accent's recent buyout of Telstar.
Okay, who's up next? Ken?
Well, with Accent's buyout of Telstar, I think it's obvious they're making a play for the budget market.
I've heard people say that, but it just seems way out in left field, don't you think? Telstar has been aggressively scaling back its production of low-end models.
To an extent, but if Accent could dominate both ends of the market, they'd score a touchdown.
Okay, let's assume they want to play ball with us in the budget market. What would it take?
Well, they face a lot of challenges right off the bat. For one thing, as we've been seeing, the margins aren't there.
But with Accent's Asian suppliers, they might really be able to tackle that problem.
That's a good point. We need more analysis. We can't afford to stall for time. We have to step up to the plate.
I agree. Why don't we have Khaled and his team prepare a full report on all the possibilities? He's really got his eye on the ball.
Example phrases. You're up means it's your turn. In baseball, when it's your turn to bat or hit the ball, you're up. We can also ask, who's up?
All right, Sandy. We've been waiting for your presentation all day. You're up. Let's see what you've got.
We need to get through everybody as quickly as possible. Who's up next?
To make a play for means to attempt to gain control of something.
The way that John is being so nice to the boss, it looks like he's making a play for a management position.
With this new product release, we're making a play for an entirely different market segment.
To be way out in left field means to be very wrong or very strange. In baseball, the left field is the most remote part of the ballpark.
She had a couple of valid points, but I thought the part about us not working hard enough was just way out in left field. I mean, we've been working overtime for months on this project.
Some of the stuff our R&D team works on is pretty far out in left field. Who ever heard of someone wanting an underwater printer?
He's a nice enough guy, but he's way out in left field. He always wears an orange tie and shirt and constantly talks about aliens and UFOs.
To score a touchdown means to really score, that is, to succeed. In American football, a touchdown is a goal, the best result.
What a deal. We're going to get huge bonuses for this. I think we really scored a touchdown with this one.
I don't know about the first 2 points she made, but she scored a touchdown with the last one. It was a really good point.
Right off the bat means either right away or sometimes off the cuff, that is, spontaneously, without thinking about it.
Right off the bat, I can't think of anyone who might be able to help, but let me think about it, and I'll call you later if anything comes to mind.
She answered all of his questions right off the bat. She didn't even need to look at her notes.
I think we should try to tackle any problem we're facing right off the bat. We can't afford to wait for the competition to react first.
To tackle a problem means to deal with a problem. In American football, the defense attempts to tackle the person with the ball. To tackle means to grab somebody and throw them to the ground.
Richard, I want you to write a proposal about how we can tackle this problem. We need a solution as soon as possible.
There really are a lot of problems that need to be tackled right away.
How are we going to tackle the issue of overspending? Do you have any cost-cutting ideas?
Now let's practice what we've learned. You'll hear a series of 5 sentences corresponding to the 5 main idioms we covered today. The sentences use literal language. After listening to the literal meaning, rephrase each sentence using the appropriate idiom. For example, if you heard, "With all the extra work we have coming up, I need all of you to take the initiative," you should say, "With all the extra work we have coming up, I need all of you to step up to the plate." After you've given it a try, you'll hear an example answer.
Q1, whose turn is it next?
Answer, who's up next?
Q2, it looks like James has attempted to gain control of George's department.
Answer. It looks like James is making a play for George's department.
Q3. To be honest, I just think this proposal is pretty strange.
Answer. To be honest, I just think this proposal is pretty far out in left field.
Q4. They've really had a big success with this deal.
Answer. They've really scored a touchdown with this deal.
Q5. Without thinking about it, I don't know. But let me get back to you tomorrow.
Answer. Right off the bat, I don't know. But let me get back to you tomorrow.
Q6. Let's deal with these problems one at a time.
Answer. Let's tackle these problems one at a time.
Okay. So, thanks for listening to the first of our new practice pods. We've reviewed key idioms from BEP 57 and 58 and seen how they were useful in a different context, a business meeting. For more practice, check out our Learning Center and new online activities at www.businessenglishpod.com. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.